This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Busy, 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 busy news day, I guess. But there's a lot more than what we perceive is going on, right? I mean, I'll get into that in a second. Okay, head over to the website, therealside.com. Well, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can just, there's so much. There is so much that you can do. There's so much that when you go up to the website, read some of the articles that our people have written. Okay? Let them know how you feel about it. We've got a lot of good stuff coming in up there. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last so many years. I'll say 8 years, but it might be longer than that. I don't know. Okay, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you just don't have to. Whether you want to hear it or not, you just don't have to. All right? I mean, those are all the labels that the left has tagged on us, and we've allowed it to happen. We've allowed them to do that to us. And we shouldn't have. Come on, think about it. We never put... See, I just jumped off. It doesn't matter. Head up to Facebook if you want to watch live, you want to get involved in that conversation. Head over to the website if you want to get involved in the watch live, listen live, you know, happy time conversation with everybody. Seriously. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. And, yeah, you see, that stuff pops up in front of me, and then I have to deal with it. So, this story today was kind of interesting, right? Now, I don't usually do these kind of stories, so don't laugh at me. Please don't laugh at me. But it's something that we already knew. And with everything that's going on right now, I really feel bad for the... Don't make fun of me. Really, no, seriously, I'll cut you off. I really feel bad for the Democrats. You know, they talk about health care and how we don't care about sickly people. We don't care about people that may get cancer or something like that. Well, I'm going to show you how much I care. Because I care a lot. And I think we should always help those that are sick, maybe sick, maybe doing things to make themselves sick. Right? So scientists have proven that negativity literally makes cancer grow inside the body. Seriously. You surely experience negative emotions from time to time. We all do, right? But when you learn about their impact on our health, you'll definitely try to find a way to combat them. Now, think about that, because, you know, we all do it. We've done it for years. It isn't just in politics, and it isn't just the party line. It isn't. It's all over the place, right? So, it's kind of like, look, as bad as you want to get, and I know my family, they get mad about stuff, but I'll tell you what, they let it go quickly. They yell and scream and let it go quickly. So apparently, whenever you feel resentful or regretful or reply some bad or remember replaying bad memories in your head, the body suffers equally. Now this is true because, you know, they found out that these young people that are playing the video games and they play a lot of the combat games, it releases adrenaline in your body just like anything else does. I mean, anything stressful like that does. And these guys are playing those games 20 minutes an hour and a half, what have you. And it's not like real life where if you're in a strenuous situation, you may be only into that situation 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You're releasing these things into your body. You know, the adrenaline's going and what have you. And then what happens is when you play these video games, some of these people play for hours. So if you're playing for hours, you're releasing those chemicals that were never meant to be in your body that length of time. It's got to cause some trouble. Now, they say the solution for this is forgiveness. Yeah, it's a little tough. Not impossible. Notice I didn't say impossible. It's a little tough. Now, the Greater Good Science Center claims that psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate... Come on. Look, I'm not getting foo-foo on you. So don't even write it. Right? I'm just saying that there are a lot of people... Again, Dems in particular are so angry. So many. You can see their faces. Look at how they yell and scream, and look at how they come after the conservatives. I need you to breathe. You know what I'm saying? Just breathe. Breathe it through, as they say. And it's a way you can. You got to make an effort to release those feelings. Now, for my Christian friends, the Bible says that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Look, God can get somebody back. Better than you can even think about getting somebody back. You need to forgive them, move on. You need to forgive them for yourself more than anything. Because it helps calm you down. It helps you not go through all that craziness that actually destroys your body. Yeah, I never get like this, so just bear with me in the first segment, will you? David Fisher is going to join me in the second segment. We're going to learn about your gold and your silver and your dollars and your bank account and your stock market and everything else that you may lose here shortly. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't get crazy on me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So decisional forgiveness is what some people are calling this. Is a behavioral intention to resist an unforgiving stance and to respond differently toward a transgressor. Now, emotional forgiveness is the replacement of a negative unforgiving emotion with positive. Now, I'm not a positive thinker, so don't slip that in there on me, right? You've really got to change your way of thinking. So, you know, it's okay to be mad at the situation, right? Get mad, holler, scream, and move on. Really. Now, the Journal of Behavioral Medicine published a study which confirmed that a forgiving personality was linked to better subjective well-being and psychological well-being. See, I must be the most well-being guy on the planet. Yeah, I do. I let stuff roll. Hey, once in a while I hold something on there, but probably because you've done something to my wife, my kids, whatever. Seriously. Hey, David Fisher joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll finish this up later. It's kind of cool. Kind of interesting. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Really, seriously, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let's jump right on it, because it's been a crazy day, a real ride. And I've got David Fisher on the line with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. He's on with us on a regular basis, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. David, the market, you better have been buckled into your seat today, huh?
Yeah, it was a roller coaster, definitely. We've had, got triggered by what's happening in the White House or what might be happening in Congress. But it's definitely, we saw a lot of volatility in the financials, and the stock market got hurt the worst, obviously, Bank of America closed down 5.92%. Charles Schwab closed down 6.27%. This is the worst day of the Dow this year, and one of the best days in gold this year.
Well, but we're still looking at even with the Dow down the way it is, it's still not a bad run from the beginning of the year, is it not? Or am I just not?
Well, here's the numbers. Year to date, the Dow is up 3.8%. Gold is up 8.7%, and silver is up 6.3%. So it's, you know, everything I've been sharing on your show and other shows that saying that, you know, we're going to have the markets being affected by news. It's clearly what happened today. You know, tomorrow's a new day, and one day does not depict a new trend, but it could be the start of a trend. I don't know that necessarily, but it's something that they're actually talking about. This could be the start of a correction in the Dow, because it's long overdue for one, and the factors that on causing the Dow and the stock market to move, being Trump passing some things, now it looks like he's going to have a big challenge passing some of his ideologies and getting him put into place. But according to his speech at the graduation of the Coast Guard, he's still the same person, and he's going to get everything done that he promised and campaigned upon.
Well, I think what it is for him, you know, we know how successful businessmen are. You know, he's cranking away. He's going to get it done. He's not going to let things that slow. You know, think about it. In business, if you let an IRS audit stop you from doing business, you close your doors, right? If you let things get in your way when they come at you, you'd never be successful. And I think that's kind of how he's looking at this. And he's saying to himself, okay, look, I can still make this happen. I can still push through. I'm going to ignore these yo-hos that are throwing everything they can at me. Because you have to admit, they are throwing everything at him continuously. You know, there is no break here.
It's more than I ever thought it would be, and I'm sure he's surprised too. Unfortunately, it's working, and I don't think they're going to give up. So, if we had the, you know, we called this before the Trump-o-meter on the market moving,
yeah.
I think we could make a new meter called the hysteria meter, where they're trying to create a frenzy.
Yep.
I mean, today it went to all-time highs, and the Democrats, they just love this. They're eating all this up.
And, no question. Yep.
I think more so, Joe, this is really unfortunate that our country has come to this. There's some, and I don't want to get into the finger pointing today, but there's definitely a movement in the Democratic movement that says no matter what, let's cause gridlock. Let's make this new president make it really challenging to get anything done. And that's been the operus morandum. What's the word I'm looking for, Joe?
I use MO because I can't pronounce anything anyhow.
The Latin word there.
modus operandi, yes.
Yeah,
heard a lot, modus, in my career.
So you'll edit that out. This is the modus operandi.
Hey,
I'll let you say.
Yeah, modus operandi. But listen, you're isn't it interesting, and I don't want you to get all political on me because I know how much you like to do that, but isn't it interesting how everything this president does is illegal, moral, unconstitutional, according to the left? Every single thing. And yet, again, we can catch Hillary Clinton in the process of moving emails around that are classified emails, right? And nothing, absolutely not a Dem calls for her impeachment. Not a Dem calls for her to be investigated, brought up on charges. Isn't it amazing?
The same criteria does not apply to the other side of the aisle, and obviously that's being shown here very clearly. You know, when they're talking about obstruction of justice and now using the I word, impeachment, on that issue, when I don't think there's really any legality for it, that's just insane. If they apply the same tenacity, Hillary should have been already had a trial and found guilty, yeah, and should be in jail.
She should be in the second year of her life sentence. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, and that's why they call this politics. But it's gotten really significantly to a level where we're just not getting things done. I pray for our president. I pray that Congress would stop this nonsense. But it's at the highest level I've ever seen it. And I don't think they're going to stop, unfortunately.
No, I don't either. I think they're going to stay on it until they think they can get it to turn, until they think they can get something to happen. At least that's what I believe. So let's move on to, we could beat this up all day and go down the road of, do you think that the president, I don't think he's going to be impeached. A lot of people are saying he's going to be impeached. You have to have something to impeach him for. Let's start off there.
Right? No, he's not going to be impeached. They're going to talk the language. There's not enough evidence or something that he can be close to be even looked into for impeachment. But, you know, they're looking for the fox in the hen house, and there's no fox there.
I know. They're dying to find something on this guy, which I find just interesting. It's kind of like, again, I never really spoke like this was a sickness, like this was a real problem. But I got to tell you, when I look at what's going on, right, I'm sitting here now saying, okay, you guys are doing everything you can to turn this president on his head within the first 200 days. And yet, if we even sneeze in the wrong direction when it came to President Obama, you'd want to hang us out to dry. You were looking to hang us out, and it's just not right. It never has been. Hey, we got to go for a quick break though, and when we come back, you know, last week you talked a little about the correction in the market, and this wasn't just a correction. This was a little bit more than a correction, but. From my point of view, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with our friend David Fisher. You're going to learn about your finances, your non-finances, your lack of finances, and how to take care of, how to secure the money that you have. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a couple of things you can do to watch the show. You can head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can respond to our writers. There's a lot of good writings up there, a lot of good stories that have been posted as of late. You can also give me your email address. You know, I put out an email every week. And I told you recently our email database had been corrupted, and we're working on rebuilding it. But if you know, give me your name, give me your email address. I'd be more than happy. Every week we send out one email. We don't send out 10 or 15 or 20. We don't pump you all week long to buy stuff from us. I just send you one a week. It's really that simple. But if you do have another website and you got nothing much to do, then go ahead and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate. And I'm telling you, you don't have to hate them. Really, it isn't that bad. We're not as bad as they say we are. Let me get right back to my guest. I've asked David Fisher to join me, CEO of Landmark Capital. He joins me every week to discuss the market and finances and what's going on, as that commercial says, what's going on in your wallet. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me, and sorry for being so political last segment. we'll move on to what I really know best, and that's the heart of the matter when it comes to our finances. But it just amazes me what's going on here today. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not, yes, you're exactly right. So last week, and you do on a regular basis, but last week in particular, we talked about the market extensively. We talked about how you saw this correction coming. Is this the correction you saw coming, or is there more to it?
Well, first of all, a correction doesn't happen in one day. Neither does a new trend happen in one day. But this could be the start of a correction. Since being on your show last week, there's been some experts besides myself that are probably much more well-known than myself that have come out and said some similar things. Like Jamie Dimon, he's a pretty much of a household name. He shared his annual newsletter, 45 pages, and the title of it is "Something is Wrong with the U.S." So, and then goes on to talking about in his 45 page newsletter that the economy is growing the least of all as far as its speed is ever in the last 50 years, in the last decade. Or two, because what's happened is we're losing the middle class. It's shrinking. And yet, at the same time, America's on a relentless debt binge. So we're almost at the level where debts peaked in 2008. We're approaching that number again. We're not quite there. But we're headed that direction, clearly. The peak of the debt was $12.73 trillion in 2008. We're at $12.68 trillion right now. So we're getting close to that number. And when debt becomes too high, that's a signal. That's one of the warning signs. And with the market not correcting in a seven-year period, these are some warning signs that saying we're long overdue for correction. But even a person who's probably more, well, a person who's more wealthy than Jamie Dimon came out. He runs one of the largest hedge funds, or if not the largest hedge fund, Bridgewater, Ray Dalio. He came out and said that there's going to be another downturn. A magnitude of a downturn will be epic. So, you know, he's talking about obviously something bigger than 2008, because 2008 was, I would classify as epic.
Are we talking as far as not just the market, but are we also talking real estate and that kind of thing? All right, David, come back to this, all right? You talked about debt binging and credit cards peaking, and you and I have talked about that on the show before, and I said to you, and again, I'm not the sharpest guy in the room here when it comes to finances, but when you see credit cards, credit card debt, consumer credit card debt on the rise, and not like slightly rising, I'm talking about on an aggressive rise, all right, and debt ratios going up, that is a problem. That's a sign of a problem, isn't it?
That's one big sign of a problem coming, and it has a way of, if the consumer's not spending, because they're the biggest entity that supports the economy, if the economy's not supported, then the market and stocks are going to show signs of correction and could actually correct because of lack of spending. So debt is a big issue, and right now household debt is approaching 2008 levels once again. We're very close to those levels, according to a report that was out in USA Today. And so what's happening is there's some warning signs that are coming out there. Jamie Dimon, a very household name, he had his annual letter, a 45-page letter that he wrote. And in that, well, first of all, the title of the letter says something is wrong with the U.S. So he's referring to debt, actually. But he brings it up in the start of it, saying the economy isn't growing much in the last decade or two compared to the previous years when you look at a 50-year time span. So what has happened is we've also shrunk the middle class, and now debt is America is on a relentless debt binge. So he gives all these factors to this. But at the same time, he's saying in his 45-page report, we got to spend more money as a government, like he's referring to the infrastructure, which is one thing that President Trump was talking about. According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, released in a report every 4 years, they just released one for 2017. They gave us a D-plus on the infrastructure of our country. So we definitely need spending for infrastructure, which is going to cause more debt. But there's big people coming out there like Jamie Dimon and also the largest hedge fund manager, Ray Dalio, who is saying get ready for a major downturn that is going to be magnitude and epic. So, I mean, I thought 2008 was pretty magnitude and epic. Those are the actual terms that Ray is saying. And he's saying right now the economy is at near its best. And he's saying that debt is building, and the system and the obligations for our debt, he's talking about personal and corporate and government, it just is not manageable at these levels. So we're going to have a downturn, and this day could be the start of that. We don't know until we look back.
All right. Well, let's go back to the other thing you said. Some people just don't understand. They don't get, however you want to word it or phrase it, and that is that we're losing the middle class. What do you mean we're losing? We don't know where they are. What do you mean we're losing the middle class?
Well, there's a lower income, there's a high income bracket, and then there's a middle income, right. $50,000 to $150,000 wage earner. That's the middle income class. And historically, the middle income class has been 63% or higher when you look at a over a 50-year period of time. Currently, the middle income is getting ready to go below 50%. So it's shrinking. How is it shrinking and why is it shrinking? Well, it's because look at what has happened in this, quote, job recovery. Job recovery was, you know, we lost a lot of $100,000 a year paying jobs, good quality jobs. And they were replaced over time with people working at two part-time jobs, you know, fast food, restaurant jobs, things like that. And I'm not putting down people if that's their career. It's just that that area of the economy, that's historically not a high-paying, wage-earning job. So people have to work two part-time jobs to create a full-time job, which is less than what it would pay $50,000 a year typically on doing those types of things. So that person that used to have that $100,000 job is having a harder time finding it. So that's why the middle income class is shrinking. And they're the biggest taxpayer of the system.
But we still have a lot of the part-time jobs out there, the under 30-hour jobs out there. I mean, we're still trying to move those along, are we not?
Well, that's what the administration, the previous one and the current one, is doing. And, you know, they're trying to provide other government subsidies for education. Even Hillary campaigned upon getting free college tuition. So, there's all these ideas and plans that will cause a stirring of the economy or a better economic development happening with better quality jobs through education. But right now that plan is not working or not implemented, and we wouldn't see the benefit of those plans 3 or 4 years down the road. So there's not going to be a short-term fix to all this is what's happening. We're going to have to grind our way through this, and hopefully 3 or 4 years from now we'll have a quality economy that was like in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. We're just not there yet because the environment doesn't dictate it.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to David Fisher. He's letting us know about finances. Yeah, I know. That's always exciting. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get right back to him. David Fisher joins me, as he does every week, to talk about, you know, finances, how to shore up your finances, and how to maybe keep an eye on what's going on in the market and other places to make sure you can be support. You can have support for your family years going out there. David, again, thanks so much for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
You know, and this guy's name, I always screw this guy's name up. Steve Mnuchin.
Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah, see, he was now, you were having trouble with modus operandi. I'm having trouble with Stevie's name. So we'll switch places and you can deal with it. Now, he's scheduled to speak before the Senate Banking Committee, Thursday. What do you think we're going to hear from him? That we're in a boatload of trouble and the bank's going to go under again? What are we going to hear?
No, I don't think we're going to hear that. What I hope we're going to hear is he's going to talk about deregulation, and deregulating Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or the government, you know, actually being deregulated from controlling them. And this would be the part of the draining the swamp that I think we need to see. So this is going to tell a lot. This is also going to, you know, Steve Mnuchin is a branch of Donald President Trump. And so I hope they accomplish this. Let me just go into this. This, I think, is the biggest news piece that we should be talking about. But it's being, you know, covered, overshadowed by all the nonsense between what we talked about in the first break of our show today. But obviously, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2008 were in trouble, and we bailed them out. And previous to that, this is a private company, now understand, and they paid they have a stock that trades on Wall Street, and they paid a dividend, and it was $44 a share before they had their problems at the height of the market. But they got into trouble. And instead of going under, because they write 43% of the mortgages in the United States, they contract with the government. The government came and bailed them out and bought a whole bunch of stock, about 80% of their stock, to the tune of $187 billion, and gave them money for support. So the deal was cut and agreed that they would be taken into receivership by the Treasury. So the Treasury would run it. And they would pay back the $187 billion plus a 10% dividend repayment fee, totaling $206 billion. That was 2008. In 2012, Joe, the Treasury officials rewrote the terms, said, nah, that's not enough money. We're going to take 100% of all profits and dividends. And in early 2015, all the money was paid back, the $206 billion. So what should have happened then is the government should have let loose of the ownership of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It should have came out of receivership, and it should be run by the board, like all corporations are run by the board and CEO. That didn't happen. And to this day, they're still taking 100% of the earnings of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and so far they paid in $239 billion. Sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it's a great government plan, is it not?
You want to talk about a bail-in? Here's a modern-day bail-in.
Wow.
The shareholders filed a lawsuit after the terms were changed. That was shot down in court immediately. So they try to take legal action, but I hope Steve Mnuchin, who is in control of the Treasury, lets loose and deregulates and drains the swamp in the government, who's a free enterprise business guy, also like President Trump, and allows this private company who's paid everything back and more go back into what it did before the government bailed them out, because General Motors is not owned by the government. We bailed them out. AIG is owned by the government. We bailed them out. Why are we not letting loose of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac when they paid 120%? They only had to pay 100% back plus their interest. They've done what they're supposed to be doing, and it's not good enough for the government. So this is a modern-day bail-in. It caused the stock to collapse once they changed the guidelines. It was at $11. It went down to 5.5. It dropped in half. Now, who knows what's going to happen, but this should be the topic on Thursday when Steve Mnuchin goes before the House and Senate Banking Committee. Yeah, where do we go from there? It's just shocking. It's just literally shocking, isn't it?
Well, it's not even that. I'm sitting here thinking about, you and I have been talking about a bail-in for a long time. We've been talking about where finance is going. You take a look at the market. I mean, I don't know how one really, you got a high school diploma, you're making some money, not a whole bunch, but you're making some decent money. How does a person prepare for the changes in the market, the economy, and this? I don't, unless you're well-informed, how do you protect yourself?
Well, you know, the person with a high school diploma who's making some money and living from month to month, he doesn't have anything to he or she doesn't have anything to worry about because they don't have a nest egg. So is the bail-in or inflation is not going to affect them, or there's no way to prepare or protect from it unless they want to, you know, pull aside $100 a month or something like that and start buying some silver on the side. That will cause them to be protected and could be a great investment. But this is really targeted, you know, the bail-in is not targeted at the person who doesn't have any money, because that's what the purpose of the bail-in is for, is to get money enough to support the debt structure of our country or to bail out the next financial crisis. So if there's no money there, there's no money to get for the bail-in, so there's nothing to worry about. This is for the person who's worked hard for their money. They have an IRA, a 401k, or funds outside of that. And they should be protecting that, putting a portion in different asset classes. Yeah, keep some in stocks. Let the market continue to grow for you. You're going to live in a home, so you have real estate. But have some money in cash and have some money in precious metals, because that's the formula that if we go through any sort of crisis, and we will, it's not a matter if we will go through a crisis, we will go through another crisis. Even the one of the 30 richest man in the United States said that recently in his report, saying it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if anymore. It's just when. So when it happens, you want to be 2 years too early than 2 days too late. That's why you get some precious metals.
Are we looking at what about real estate? Do you think real estate's going to hit another bubble? You think we're going to have another pseudo meltdown like we had last time? I mean, we're back on the same track as far as lending goes, so.
Well, lending goes, but we haven't seen the bubble. We haven't seen a big run-up in the market in real estate where, you know, the values of real estate were going up 10-12% a month. We're not in that environment or even close to that. So to the degree of a falsified uptick of a bubble that was created, to the degree of the pop and the downturn. So there's not a bubble forming in real estate like it was before. Yes, the debt structure and the loans being written with zero down, those are starting, and that was the early signs of a bubble. But that didn't create the ultimate bubble. That was how participating and moving along. But you know, I don't think we're going to see what we saw in 2008 in real estate. And, you know, some of my competitors will totally disagree with that, and they want to be doomsdayers. I don't think that at all. I don't think we have any signs of real estate bubble like we had in 2008. I think we have some similarities of very, you know, 10% are similar, but not enough to create what happened in the pre-2008, from 2005 to 2008, the run-up in real estate. We're not having that. But if we saw the next 2 or 3 years or 4 years of that, then, yeah, the bubble is then formed and watch the pop happen.
Yeah, I'm looking at what you said about credit card debt and, you know, debt binging and, you know, credit cards and all this. And, man, I tell you what, we apparently haven't learned our lesson, right? I mean, apparently we really haven't got it right yet. And I wish people, maybe that's something we need to teach in school, huh? Saving 101, investing 102, and the Dodd-Frank Bail-In Act 103.
Well, there's good debt and there's bad debt. And bad debt is what can strangle a person, and that's what's rising. Bad debt is rising. Credit card debt is not good debt.
Hey, you got about a minute. What suggestion do you have for people that are having you know, heart palpitations over this market?
Diversify. If all your money is in one market, then you have something to be worried about, and they should be having heart palpitations, especially what happened today. So if we have more days of this, and it's not a matter of is this the environment, as sometime the environment will continue, you diversify. Put a portion to 7, a portion to 8, Scripture says, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you, and that's true in investing. So get some money in metals, get some money in cash, don't put all your money in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, and diversify. That is the plan to save for a rainy day.
Perfect, David. David Fisher with Landmark Capital. Give him a call, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Or if you're a reader, which is what you should be, head over to LandmarkGold.com first, LandmarkGold.com. Check it out. Read some of the articles they have up there and give David a call. I'll tell you, it's a great company to interact with. It's a great company to work with. David, again, thanks for being with me today. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?